You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jared is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Tess. So in a few minutes, we'll call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him, and maybe get him another date. But first, Jared, how long has it been since you talked to Tess?
About a week.
Have you tried to reach out to her a few times?
Yeah, she hasn't gotten back to me at all. You know, we both have red scripts off, so I have no clue if she's reading my text or not.
Well, tell us about the date.
Well, I mean, honestly, I thought it went really well. We went to this really fancy, you know, like fixed menu experience kind of places. I really wanted to impress her, and the food was great. You know, it was fancy, but not like stuffy. You know, it was kind of chill, laid back. I mean, I thought we had a great time.
Okay. So what made you feel like it was a great time? Like, were you guys laughing? Did you get a little cuddly?
You know, it was really, I think, the connection that we had as people. Like, I felt like after getting to talk to her a little bit more, that I saw like a flash of somebody that I could build a future where someone I could respect, because she takes her like life, her romantic life, her career, like all very seriously. And we're both kind of not into like hookup culture, you know, like there's nothing wrong with people want to have fun, but we're both looking for something deeper. We're, you know, we don't want to just date randomly. Like, we're looking for a real connection and like marriage, you know?
Oh, you talked about all that on the first date.
Yeah, it was really, it was a pretty long time. We just, you know, it's a lot of courses. And on top of that, the conversation was just so good, you know?
Who initiated the conversation about looking for marriage and all that kind of stuff?
Tess did. You know, she was really like, I'm very much not looking to just date without, she's looking to like very deliberately, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not like, oh, there's just a guy, let me go see if he's cute. It's kind of like, no, I want somebody I can really build a life with.
And you responded to that well. I'm just wondering if, because maybe how he responded could be part of the reason why she...
That's true.
Yeah, like, did you bust out a ring and ask her to marry you right there?
No, I held back a little bit. You know, I'm not going to be like, oh, this is it. But I did get like, yeah, this is what I'm looking for too. So I was excited.
Did something else happen? Did you have food in your teeth?
I hope not. Well, I did feel a little bit underdressed. I will say that. But I don't know. I don't think she'd be bothered by that somehow. I also wonder if maybe the restaurant was a little bit too fancy, a little bit too, like, here's your next course, you know? I'm wondering if it's too nice and maybe too many, like, here's our dish with the special sauce and this is how the chef intends for you to eat it, you know, like, it's kind of like very showy, very experienced kind of thing. And she, I don't know, some people aren't into that.
Did she seem like she wasn't into it?
I thought she was. But, you know, sometimes, like, it's hard to read people, you know?
I was just thinking if there was any point in your rounds of dinner that she started to get a little awkward, or did you notice anything change?
I didn't really. I thought by the end of it, you know, we had a very nice hug. Like you said, we're both kind of not into like moving too quickly, hookup culture. So it wasn't like anything too much, but we had a very nice dinner, very nice hug. I mean, I do wonder, I've gained some weight, and I'm not talking about like muscle weight. So like, I do wonder if that might be a problem. I really hope not, because that would be a little bit devastating if that was the case.
Aww. Do you remember the last thing that she said to you?
Yeah, she said, I had a great time.
All right, well, we'll try to figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day, whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade. At the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us, Jared is on the phone for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Tess. We're about to call her and ask her if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him, and then maybe get him another date. But first, Jared, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Tess?
So we went to a very nice restaurant, one of those experience kind of based fixed menu fancy places. We're both looking for the same thing, no hookups, like real connection, real relationship, ultimately leading to like something serious. And then we left amicably, and then all of a sudden I'm not hearing from her for like a week.
All right, well, we'll see if we can figure it out, man. You ready for us to call her?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Tess, please?
May I ask who's calling?
My name is Jubal. This is a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
I'm Nina, also on The Jubal Show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
We're calling you today. I don't know if you listen to the show or not, but we do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go out on a date with somebody and then you ghost them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you ghosted them.
Oh.
So you are currently ghosting somebody.
I am.
You are? Okay. Oh, okay. Is his name Jared?
Yes, his name is Jared.
That would be who emailed us.
Oh, good.
He said that he had a great time with you, and he doesn't know why he's being ghosted. So we're on the phone right now to ask you if you'll tell us.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Jared was so sweet. He took me to this, like, very... he knows that I'm a foodie, and he knows that I really want it. Like, when I go out, I like to have, like, an experience. That's, like, a huge plus for me. And so he found this, like, really cool restaurant, and I loved it. I love the restaurant. And he was so kind, and our conversation was great. We really, like, we got, like, into the nitty-gritty about, like, everything, like, marriage, what we want out of life. And with that conversation also comes, like, the conversation about careers. And Jared told me that he was getting, like, pretty antsy with what his job is right now. And he was, like, debating a career change. And, like, I'm a huge fan of somebody doing, like, what, like, means the world to them, even if that means starting over. And the only thing was, is when I asked him what that, like, next job was going to be, his answer was just, like, pretty off-putting to me. He wanted to become a truck driver and see the country and, like, get out from the man and behind the computer and stuff. And I think that is so cool that he wants to, you know, leave his job and pursue something that he loves. Love the enthusiasm. But I just don't want to be married to a truck driver that I'm never going to see. And if I learned that now, then I just thought I would spare us.
You're ghosting because he wants to be a truck driver?
I'm ghosting because, no, I'm not because he wants to be a truck driver, but because that is a profession where I'm never going to see my husband, and I want somebody who's present in my life. Somebody I can keep going to those restaurants with.
But how come, if you're going that far, like, on a first date, like, why wouldn't you just tell him?
I didn't want him to think I was being superficial about the truck driver thing. So if I'm being honest, like, I just, because it's not about that. It's just about not being able to see the person that I, like, hopefully will grow to love someday. And so for me, I was like, it's just the first date. You know, like, you just don't know how to say things sometimes. And I just didn't want him to think it was about, I didn't want to discourage him from being, like, following his dreams.
Well, thank you for being honest with us. Appreciate that. And I will also be honest with you and let you know that Jared is actually on the phone right now. He's been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Hi, Tess.
Oh, hi, Jared.
Tess, I'm not even a trucker yet.
Yeah, and I hear you. And I guess because we got so, you know, deep in the weeds about everything and the nitty gritty that I was taking everything you were saying, like, pretty seriously. Like, you know, we were talking about marriage and this and that. So it seems like pretty definitive that, like, you had a plan to, like, leave your job and, like, go be a trucker.
Oh, no. I mean, I was really just talking about options. That was kind of like the most, you know, go see the country kind of dreamy kind of talk. But, like, there are other options that I'm willing to go through. You know, that doesn't have to be that one.
What other options are you thinking about?
Maybe getting into something deeper than what I'm doing now as a programmer. And I'm struggling, guys. What
are we changing dreams after the first date, guys? I mean, I understand wanting to be, you know, flexible and hear out whoever your partner's is and what their concerns are. But after one date, I mean, if you want to be a truck driver, Jared, I mean,
go be a truck driver.
Be a truck driver.
Yeah. Own it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing something like acting. I mean, that would be fun.
Cool.
Sounds like we got a free spirit here.
You know, just something that isn't so tied down to an office, so tied down to, like, a computer. You know, that's kind of the idea more than anything.
Okay.
So you just said okay to that. Is that, like, that changing your mind?
Yeah, I mean, what I meant was, like, when I said okay was that I appreciate that thought, and I just want to make sure that this isn't, we've only been on one date, and I just, like, don't want you to be changing your dreams for me if it potentially doesn't work out. Like, that is a lot of pressure. So I don't want to make you change, you know, your free spirit. I think that's a wonderful part about you, especially since you've only been on the first date.
That's true. But, you know, bringing the consideration up, I mean, I think a lot of people, I think most people are not going to be wanting to settle down with somebody who's just not there most of the time. So it's something to think about, you know.
That was just my opinion. You don't know that. Like, you might find somebody that is compatible for you that's cool with that. And then you both get what you want.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's possible, you know, find somebody that wants to live in a truck with me most of the year, but I don't know. You never really know. I mean, there's a lot of different jobs out there, Tess, but, like, I do know we made a connection that night, and I really want you in my life.
Sounds like he's in it for the long haul.
Wow.
Tess, would you like to go on another date with Jared? We'll pay for it.
You know what? Yes, I will go on a second date with Jared.
Okay.
Oh, dude, awesome. Maybe we can go camping.
Oh, I was going to suggest a truck stop. Camping?
Or just a dinner, that too.
Is it like a camping after dinner or before dinner? Like, what's the vibe?
You know, after dinner, and then we get used to being in a small space like a semi-cab.
Okay.
There you go. Well, thank you guys. Congratulations, you got a second date.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.